Now we'll turn to some of the letters to the evening news. Pollution by vehicles is in the news at present, and a suggestion by local MP Clive Lewis is that the worst polluters be charged to enter the city centre is criticised by Gary Laidlaw of Sproulston, who says Clive Lewis appears to be somewhat confused with his support for proposals to charge the worst vehicle polluters for access to the city centre, whilst in the same breath highlighting the park and ride bus routes into the city. Surely the bus fleets, with their large diesel engines, which tick over continuously while stopped to pick up and drop off passengers, are exactly the vehicles that make the greatest contribution to the degradation of air quality in the city centre. It is also ridiculous and misconceived to compare a bus or lorry driver to a terrorist murdering innocent bystanders. Drivers and businesses opt for diesel engines for fuel efficiency and affordability reasons, rather than an inclination to poison city centre cyclists and pedestrians. We all need to accept that solutions need to be found to improve the quality of our city's environment, but persecution and demonstration of perceived pollution offenders is not constructive. Maybe central government subsidy for manufacturers of electric public transport systems, such as trams or trolleybuses, would be a more positive approach to encouraging a solution to an undeniable problem.
Also in the news is the issue of waste of foodstuffs. Martin Schmierer, the Green Party councillor for Mancroft Ward, has a suggestion. Lent is traditionally a time when many of us will be giving up something, typically a foodstuff, whether that be chocolate, alcohol, etc. I hope that in Britain we might also be keen to give up something more important, namely wasting food. It has been reported that across the UK, families throw away 24 meals a month. The amount of food we waste as a country is shocking. And I confess that sometimes I too have sadly had to throw away items because they've gone off, especially at Christmas time. That is why this Lent I am giving up wasting any food. I will not buy any more than I can consume, so I can be sure that I will not be contributing to the 4.2 million tonnes of food and drink which could have been consumed each year but is thrown away. I'll certainly continue this after Lent, and I hope that all of us will do what we can to reduce the amount of food that is wasted each year.
John Booth writes from Tenerife, commenting on the debated removal of a large tree in Bracondale. Here on Tenerife, I have just watched the video of the 70-foot tree being craned over the houses in our street, Bracondale. Anyone in Norwich who has a large tree that has outgrown its site will discover how intransigent the City Council are when it comes to the removal of a tree that is obviously nearing the end of its useful life, particularly in a conservation area like Bracondale. Trees can spoil as well as enhance an environment.
Finally, the newspaper marked the 75th anniversary of the arrival of American troops in East Anglia. This prompts some memories for Margaret Haley of Norwich, who writes, "The Evening News gave the information that to mark the 75th anniversary of the arrival of American troops in East Anglia in the Second World War, Visit East Anglia is launching the Friendly Invasion campaign to encourage more tourists from the USA to come on over and explore our region and its military history. I remember the song, over here, the Yanks are coming over here, being sung before they arrived 75 years ago, and sometimes with a lot of trepidation, especially where parents were concerned. As a sixth former at the Blythe Secondary School for Girls, we even had discreetly styled messages from the head teacher about the dangers of being over-friendly with American troops. When they arrived, everyone found the American troops to be exceedingly courteous, good fun, and ever so keen to know how we lived and what it was like to be British. One of my best memories are that two of my friends ended up as GI brides, and we kept in touch for years after the war was over. That was great fun. It makes me think that the friendly invasion campaign couldn't have a better name, second time round.